something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Authority in the Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He raised him from the dead and set him. You see, he brought him out and put him somewhere. Where is that? He raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also into the future. And that which is to come. He brought him out of the grave, raised him from the dead, and set him somewhere. And the Bible says that place is in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Let me read that part of it to you from the Amplified. Where Jesus is sitting, where he is set, far above all rule. And I want you to notice, because the word that was translated principality is a little difficult. Okay? It's a little difficult. It means several things. And it's good for us to get all the pictures together and understand what God is telling us. So when you say principality, a lot of people don't know what that means. They just think of demons only. But there are also angelic principalities that are positive, not demonic powers, but angelic powers of God that are principalities. But the word actually means the first in authority. It also means the decree of authority. And that makes a lot of difference. I'm going to show you this. This is so powerful. Watch this. So in the Amplified translation, it says, far above all rule. So Amplified picks the word rule. And it means two things. One is the authority that governs. All right? But secondly, it means the decrees by which they govern. Did you see that? Far above all rule. It doesn't matter what rule has been made. Jesus is far above all rule. So this refers to the rulership and its rules. Jesus Christ has been set. The Bible says he set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above, not just above, not near above, but far above all rule. He set him there. Okay? You're still here, right? Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named. Dear Lord, above every title that can be conferred. Man, oh my. Jesus has the biggest name. Far above all rule. every rulership and its rules, far above all authority and power and dominion and every name that is named in this world and in the world to come. Which means he's been set there forever. There's going to be no change. This world and in the world to come. This is Jesus. So when you use the name of Jesus, maybe you don't know what it represents. There's no room for doubt when you use the name of Jesus. And you have to stop questioning whether you have faith or you don't have faith when you use the name of Jesus. Understand it. Understand the teaching of faith has caused many Christians to stumble because they don't understand it. When it comes to using the name of Jesus, it's a matter of authority. Think about this. When you were coming in, we had some people, some of our folks controlling the traffic. All right? Some policemen there. The policeman puts on his uniform. He doesn't need any faith. When he raises his hand, you stop. The faith that put him there in the first place is all that he needed. And that the Bible says God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. All that you needed to come into Christ Jesus has been dealt to you. The day you were born again, you received authority over every demon of darkness. You don't need somebody to help you cast the devil out. The very day that you proclaimed Jesus as Lord over your life, every demon heard it. You remember Jesus. The Bible says a voice spoke out of heaven and said, "This is my beloved son, hear ye him." Who? Everything that had intelligence. Living and non-living things. God said, "Hear ye him. This is my beloved son. Hear ye him." That was all. And the day you became his beloved son, the same decree was given. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. So it's been spoken about you. Hear ye him. Living and non-living things. Hear ye him. God said so. He has spoken. They cannot but heed. Far above all principality. Hallelujah. Far above all rule. And I read a nice translation of them yesterday. Was it yesterday? Day before, I guess. Must have been yesterday. Yesterday was Thursday, right? Yeah. I was reading West's translation where he says, over and above every government. Hey. Jesus has been set over and above every government. I feel like... Do you know what this means for us? He is over and above every government. Say this with me. I'm from the government of heaven. Say it again. I wanted to soak. Say it again. Say, I'm from the government of heaven. Okay. Now, it doesn't matter where you go in this world, all right? Wherever you find yourself, remember, you are from the government of heaven. I don't forget that. I don't forget that. When I go out, it doesn't matter where I'm going. Doesn't matter how close or how far it is. Whether within the country, even within the environment. When I come out, I know and I'm conscious that I am from the government of heaven. See that? It's very important. Have that consciousness. Carry that consciousness. You're not an ordinary person. Okay, okay. Now, I just told you Jesus has been set there, okay? And someone might be wondering, how does that connect me? That's Jesus. Oh, yes, that's Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2. You see, that was chapter 1. And he's talking about Jesus in chapter 1. And so he goes to chapter 2, and he starts by saying, and you. Uh-huh. He wants to bring you into it now. And you hath he made alive. Say, I'm alive. I'm alive.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-927-94 or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.